and they seek ruin. They go out trying to do it their way. They get with the wrong group. They're enticed by the wrong things. They want to hang out with the wrong crowds. Good girls want thuggish men. Beautiful young girls, untainted yet by the world, don't want a good, smart, intelligent young boy to bring home. He want a tattooed up, ringed up, cut up, messed up, thugged up, grilled up. And you know his intentions are not godly nor right toward that kind of young girl. And when he put his hands on her, all of her innocence, her youth, her purity, all are gone. Will not return the same way she, because of all of the pressures of our society. Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the cop comes for you? Bad boy. Oh, they like that. They like a bad boy. But don't you know when that bad boy get in trouble and you with that bad boy, you get in trouble with that bad boy? Here's what blows my mind. Even a bad boy want a good girl. And so there's self-ruin, seeking ruin, seeking it. You don't even wait till they come to you. That's why it says before the evil day come not. But then there's something else. And this pertains to, or the years draw nigh, this last part. It's talking about when you're spared regret. Spared regret. You see, if you get in with God early, and he starts to shape you and mold you. Yes, you're going to have your hiccups, and yeah, you're going to have your issues, and yeah, there'll be times when you have your moments of rebellion, but that will not last long. That will be a part that will have to be dealt with. That's why the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. Yeah, that's why we've got to be careful to realize and recognize that we have a responsibility, if we love the children, not to let them have their own way. They don't know the consequences of the price they'll have to pay for the pleasures they want for just a moment. Sometimes folk don't understand just trying it. Girl get pregnant and only tried sex one time. Somebody tries drugs one time and get hooked on it for a lifetime. All of the things that can go wrong and do wrong come when we try those things and we enter into those things and we regret those things as life go on, because one, either we did not listen to good counsel or we did not have good counsel. And so we tried what we thought we wanted to try, do what we wanted to do, be what we wanted to be, until life started showing us that it all costs in the end. Or to give it to you free at first. That's to hook you. Because once they hook you, you'll steal from your mama, you'll steal from anybody, you'll take, you'll rob, you'll even kill to support your habits. Don't care who you have to hurt to get your habit fulfilled. Before you do all of these things that you'll regret in life, spared listen, regrets.
So you don't have to do one crime and spend the rest of your life in jail.
Spared regrets.
That you get the kind of counsel that you need that'll keep you from being hot-headed and pulling the trigger and taking somebody's life that you can't give back to them. Before you do those things, it's sparing you
regrets that you cannot change when you come early and give your life to the Lord. Listen, my brothers and sisters, it then moves on to the last portion of that verse that says, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
Now let me just before I deal with this part of the verse, let me walk back through the beginning of this verse and break it down another way, if you don't mind.
Remember now is a place of priority that God wants in the child's life. The child's life. He's not waiting or desiring to wait till they become old. He wants that place of priority in their lives early. And then he says, thy creator. God wants a position of preeminence in your life. You recognize you are who you are by the grace of God. He created you. He made you. You are, by God's grace, in existence. And he wants a position of preeminence. Listen, in the days of thy youth is the period of purity. He wants you before you become tainted. Before you become contaminated. Before you become polluted by this world. Listen, while the evil days come not, or the years draw nigh, that's privileged preference. God wants you, listen, make no mistake about it. If you're 99, 100 years old, and never knew Christ, but you hear the gospel and accept Jesus as your Savior, he will save you. The thief on the cross is proof of that. There they hung on either side of Jesus, and the one thief had sense enough to recognize Jesus as Savior and said, Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me. Jesus said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. So the Lord will save you at any time in your life, even if it's the last breath of your life. But the privilege of his preference is as a child. And then when we get to this last part, when it says, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, this is preferred pleasure. Now let me deal a minute with this, because preferred pleasure here is God saying, I want the best of your life. I want to have the best of what I've given you, given back to me. I want to use the best of your life for my glory and your good. For the purpose that I have created you, I have brought you into existence, I have prepared for you. I want to use you for the extent of your life so that you will recognize that you are preparing yourself and your life and your rewards for the life to come. And not wait till you've lost the essence of real life to come to the Lord. Not wait until you get to that point where the devil has used you up, worn you out, thrown you away, kicked you to the curb, destroyed your reputation, made you nothing in the sight of society, stripped you and ripped you and barred you and scarred you and made you nothing, and then threw you away because you weren't even no good to him.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Said, what can she do but praise God? She raised her hand, got up there and she said, Lord, I need a miracle right now. Lord,
God bless you. God bless to all of our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home? Right now. You that have the unknown sickness? Right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those you that sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see him.
Oh, touch. We need a miracle.